Let us pray. Heavenly Father, speak now that your servants may hear your voice and respond to your call on our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please do be seated. Many years ago, Ade, the girls and I visited Paris, and like many tourists, made our way to the Louvre. The Louvre attracts about 6 million visitors a year, the vast majority of which want to see the Mona Lisa. So when you eventually reach the gallery that houses the painting, you'll find it rather crowded. Now, if you were the security guard in this picture, this is what you would see. Thank you, Jane. You'll notice in the background, directly opposite the Mona Lisa, is a massive painting, about 22 feet high and 32 feet long, painted by the Italian artist Veronese, I think it is. Yet despite its size and magnificence, it is often missed and ignored by the vast majority of visitors who have their backs to it. Thank you, Jane. The picture depicts the wedding feast of Cana, the subject of today's New Testament reading. It's a fabulous painting containing over 100 people, several animals, and even a parrot. You can see the picture more clearly here. Thank you, Jane. Jesus is sitting in the centre, next to his mother, along with some of his followers. There's a huge amount of amazing detail in the painting, even down to the place settings for every guest. It's breathtaking, and was for me the unexpected highlight of our visit to the Louvre. Now, weddings at the time of Jesus happened over many days and involved the whole community. So running out of wine would have been a disaster and an embarrassing disgrace for the couple and their families. It wouldn't have been something that was quickly forgotten in a small community. We witness the compassion of Christ, which comes where people are in need, and he meets that need in unexpected ways. Yet there's so much more to this miracle than Jesus stepping in to help a family avoid social disgrace. Rather, like my experience in the Louvre, there is something unexpected about this passage. It not only speaks of Christ's compassion, but points to the very heart of the gospel message. This passage is a signpost of our redemption. Sign is the word John uses throughout his gospel to describe the signposts or clues Jesus sets before us. They are about transformation, the different dimensions of reality that come into being when Jesus is present. Signs are when we see heaven open and the transforming power of God's love bursting into the world. A moment when heaven and earth intersect and we are drawn away from earth and pointed towards a heavenly realm. The Word became flesh and lived amongst us. The chief steward in the gospel story is the master of ceremonies, yet the sign declares Christ to be the Lord of the feast. He is the true master of ceremonies. Christ wants the wedding guests to experience the joy that he has come to bring. The result is unexpected. Everyone served the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. but you've kept the good wine until now. The guests taste that the Lord is good. It's a sign that Jesus will bring us to a place of joy. Every tear is wiped away, and there will be a new heaven and earth. This is what Jesus brings. He brings joy to all of us. Through him, we can experience life in all its fullness. But we can only experience joy in its fullness by getting right with God. 6 stone water jars are standing there, ready for use in the Jewish purification rites. So Jesus asked them to fill up the jars used for the ceremonial washing. This is no coincidence. The narrative that runs through the entire Old Testament tells Israel that it has messed up time and time again. Israel needed to cleanse itself of sin. And the way the people did that was through ceremonial washing and sacrifice. God is holy. And the only way that relationship can be restored is through cleansing and sacrifice. Jesus makes a statement by using the ceremonial jars. He's declaring that he's replacing the old system. There will be a new way of being. Water is turned into wine. He is to be our Redeemer. Finally, I often wonder why Jesus is so abrupt with his mother when she's telling him they have no wine. He replies harshly, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me?" It's as though his mind is elsewhere. And then he continues, "My hour has not yet come." Throughout John's Gospel, we hear Jesus refer to his hour or his time. In these statements, he's referring to his death. At that moment during the wedding feast, he is looking beyond Cana to his death to bring us that ultimate joy through the restoration of our relationship with our Creator God. Jesus knew he came to die. Perhaps this is why he's abrupt with his mother. He knew what he had to do in order to restore the relationship with his people. Jesus came so that we might have life in all its fullness. But to do that, he knew that he would have to die. This first sign not only launches Jesus' ministry, but serves as a reminder of Jesus' transformative power and the potential for redemption in our lives. This gives us hope, renewal, and the possibility of positive change through faith and connection with God.